Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting seventh. The catcher, Milt May. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Rosma. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fourth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Pete Lockhock. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Splitterv covering, for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens takes first base on ball four. Otis moves to second. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosma fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Rosma. Otis moves to third. Cowens moves to second. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock strikes out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into left field. Kemp picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kemp. Brett moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett moves to third. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. Brett scores. McRae moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Staub reaches second base with a double. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cowens strikes out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes May trying to get to third. Otis throws the ball into Brett, who tags May for the out. Rodriguez moves to second. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp who is chasing the ball. Patek reaches third base with a triple. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Patek scores. It's 2-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Brett moves to third. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rosma fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fuentes moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Staub hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fuentes moves to third. Two outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 2 in the game. Ogilvy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fuentes scores. Kemp moves to second. It's 2-1, Royals. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lockhock. May reaches second base with a double. Kemp scores. Ogilvy goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Tigers. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cowens. The throw from May and he is safe. Cowens steals second. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cowens moves to third. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Patek hits a ball on the ground. Leffler throws the ball into May, who tags Patek trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Cowens scores. Lockhock goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Royals. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 2 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek misplays the ball. That's an error on Patek. Doug Bird now pitching. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 3 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. Verizer moves to second. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-4, Tigers. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. John Hiller now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hiller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez juggles the ball. That's an error on Rodriguez. McRae moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McRae scores. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 5, Royals, 5. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Royals 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ogilvie moves to third. Phil Mankowski pinch hits for Aurelio Rodriguez. Steve Mingori now pitching. John Wackenfuss pinch hits for Phil Mankowski. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Chuck Scribner now playing third base. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Josie Depp pinch hits for Pete Lockhock. Josie Depp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scribner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Royals 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Josie Depp now playing left field. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-3 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zdeb. Verizer reaches second base with a double. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-4 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Staub hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-5, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mingori fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Patek is called out on strikes. One out. Cookie Rojas pinch hits for Frank White. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scribner juggles the ball. That's an error on Scribner. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Kansas City Royals, 5. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.